From the south coast of the Golden State, it's Long Beach's most popular talk show with Alex Exum. And now, your host, Alex Exum.
Hello, friends. Alex Exum. It is July the 27th, 2023, with more damning information on COVID-19 vaccines. The dam has broken. It is not just the Pfizer vaccine we're having issues with. It's also Johnson & Johnson and Moderna. I wrote a blog post, what was this, a couple days ago? July the 24th. An exploration of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine safety concerns. A new huge data dump came out. And we're finding out now that the Spikevax, the Moderna vaccine, has all sorts of issues. We now have a very damning report brought to us by the intrepid and ever stalwart Dr. John Campbell, who has a shock report. 1 in 35 from a new study have suffered myocardial injury. This now coming from the Moderna vaccine. All hell has broken loose. All abject hell. Myocarditis, the number one, well, terrifier. Something we're all scared of now, dropping dead of a heart attack. Thanks to Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and Pfizer. Now, you already know my opinion, which I believe I am an expert on. The Pfizer vaccine wrote one of the best-selling books. Pfizer's efficacy illusion still in the top, I don't know if it's in the top 10, it was. Let's just say I know. I don't know, but I'll assume it's still in the top 100 of biomedical. In the biomedical field, yes, it's shocking. A doofus like Alex Exum wrote one of the number one books. It was number one for quite some time. Let me just say, check. We don't have much time, but before I shoot my mouth off, because then someone's going to say, Alex, no, it's not. So let's take a look real quick. I have it up. I have another book that is dropping. You can get it only at alexexum.com. It'll be on Amazon. I know some people want to get it on Amazon. But Beyond the Veil, A Journey in the Afterlife, I suggest you go check that out. That is at alexexum.com. Also, a book that I created a course on, by Yogi Ramachakra, The Life Beyond Death, a.k.a. William Wadker Atkinson. Those are both available. That's on Amazon. Beyond the Veil by myself is on alexexum.com. It will be on Amazon shortly. I just need to get the Kindle version up and running. Number 89 in the biomedical technology field, Pfizer's efficacy illusion, the 0.84 truth. Get the Kindle version now at Amazon. I am not going to bore you with me ranting and raving about my thoughts on the Pfizer vaccine. Let's play, and we're going to go out on this because there's a lot of information. Dr. John Campbell talking about one, and these are astounding numbers, by the way. These are off the chart shock numbers. Even he's going to tell you, absolutely shock numbers. 1 in 35 suffering now from myocardial injury. From the Moderna vaccine. I got to make sure. I got to separate these. Not Pfizer, Moderna. I mean, Pfizer's bad enough. It's only 0.84% effective. Go get my book. I'm done debating this with people. I wrote the book on it. It's a number one bestseller. You need to read the book. Let's listen to Dr. John Campbell telling you now about the shock horror report of one. Think of that number. Would you have taken any vaccine, let alone the Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, or Moderna vaccine, if you found out 1 in 35 from Moderna were getting myocardial injury. Do you know how serious this is? Listen to this.
Well, a warm welcome to today's talk, and I'm going to tell you what this is about so you can decide if you want to watch. It's Wednesday, the 26th of July. Now, if regulators around the world don't take notice of the information I'm about to give via this paper, then they are at best, in my view, negligent.
By the way, we know they won't.
Don't even want to think about it. After Moderna booster vaccines in a trial done in Switzerland, there were 777 working people followed up with 777 controls. 5.1% of those who had the booster vaccine had increased troponins, indicating cardiomyocyte damage. So 5.1% increased cardiac marker damage, chemicals in the blood. 2.8% of the 777, that is one in 35, had vaccine-associated myocardial injury. Quite astounding. And incredible. That's what this is about. If you want to watch, stick around. I think I can get through it all in about sort of the main points in about 10 minutes if you want to stay. Just before we do that, we'll just look at this advert from New Zealand. Now, the advertisers in New Zealand say here, we all need to do our part. So vaccinate, stay up to date and be an everyday hero. And they have pictures of these comic people here. And that's sponsored by Pfizer BioNTech. Now, the idea that there's all these comic people here, I think it's Marvel Comics, doesn't really grab me. So I can only assume it's aimed at an audience, shall we say, younger than me. Some of you might consider that is quite outrageous and utterly unethical. Anyway, let's get down to the business of today, because this is really quite an impressive study by cardiologists and scientists in Switzerland. Myocardial injury after COVID-19 vaccine. This is the Moderna mRNA-1273 booster. Department of Cardiology and Cardiovascular Research, Institute of Basel in Switzerland, of course. Now, this is published in the European Journal of Heart Failure. It's an open access journal of the Heart Failure Association of the European Society of Cardiology. So top flight stuff. This paper is accepted. It is peer reviewed. It's not yet published. We've got a preprint. A pre-release copy, because it's not a preprint, because it is peer-reviewed, and a fully accepted paper in an international peer-reviewed reputable journal. It's a prospective active surveillance study. So they started, they went forward, collected the data as they went on, and it's active surveillance. They were actually looking for things. In the past, what we've had is retrospective passive surveillance. So it's been passive in the past. People have only collected data as patients have come forward to complain about it. And it's been retrospective looking back. This is a much better quality study all round and has produced really quite worrying results, really. And this study was industry independent. It had nothing to do with the people that are making the money. This study was not carried out by the people that are making the money. Independent. Instigated by the investigators themselves. So the aim, they want to look at the incidence and potential mechanism of oligosymptomatic. So oligo means few, oligosymptomatic. So oligosymptomatic myocardial injury is myocardial injury which has sometimes no symptoms or sometimes minimal symptoms. It's oligosymptomatic. But that doesn't mean to say there can't be quite severe consequences. In fact, just before we go on, I think I'll just tell you something about the potential severe consequences. Now, this is from the textbook of medicine that's been used for generations now. I just want to read something from this. In most patients, this is talking about myocarditis. In most patients, the disease is self-limiting and the immediate prognosis is excellent. However, death may occur due to ventricular arrhythmia or rapid progressive heart failure. Myocarditis has been reported as a cause of sudden and unexpected death in young athletes. And we could go on and read about longer term complications. Not my words, directly from David's Principles and Practice of Medicine. Anyway, let's get back to the study we're looking at today. This study from Switzerland. following COVID mRNA vaccine boosters. So this is following boosters. Now, they wanted to check on what was causing this and how often it was occurring. And it's also very important, a safety net for people that have been boosted. So what they did, if people had raised troponins at 3 days after the booster, they said, look, you've got raised troponins after 3 days. Therefore, let's get a repeat blood test. Therefore, let's get a 12-lead ECG or other cardiological investigations as the cardiologists deem fit. Take rest. Do not exercise. Because if you've got myocarditis and you just rest for a few days, good chance it'll just go away, get better. If you go running or training, there's a good chance, not a good chance, but there's a chance you can go into a ventricular fibrillation, into a full cardiac arrest. So the fact that these people were warned is so important. Probably not happening where you are, certainly not happening where I am. So this safety netting, screening and prevention of complications, research methods. So December 2021 to February 2022, hospital employees, so these are healthcare workers mostly, but hospital employees, scheduled to undergo booster vaccination. This is the Moderna. They were assessed for vaccine-associated myocardial injury, blood being taken 3 days after the vaccine. Defined as an acute dynamic increase in, so what they look for, high sensitivity, cardiac troponin concentration, that's what they're looking for. So we probably know this, but if we have cells here in the heart, so these would be cells in the heart, these cells that constitute the myocardium. Now, in these cells, there are troponins. So troponins are chemicals in these cells that are to do with the contraction of the myocardium. Now, if the cell is damaged or insulted in any way, if there's damage to the cell, then what happens is there's actually a breach in the integrity of the cell wall and the troponins leak out. So if these troponins are found in higher concentrations in the blood, it indicates that myocardial cells have been damaged. Very, very simple cardiac marker testing. Absolutely standard to look for troponins in all aspects of coronary care. So they're looking for those above age and sex upper limits on day three, blood taken 48 to 96 hours after vaccination. And very importantly, there was no alternative course. So these patients were screened by proper doctors and scientists. If they had a reason why they might have increased troponins, like they just ran a marathon, that they would be excluded from the study. Other causes of raised troponins were excluded. This is a very thorough, well-conducted study. And I've already seen quite a bit of misinformation about this study already, but it is well conducted. They did exclude other causes of raised troponins. 77 participants, median age 37, more women than men in a healthcare environment. So working age adults, minimal risk from severe COVID, almost none. I mean, all these patients have been exposed many times if they're healthcare workers, almost certainly. Now, 40 participants, 5.1%, had high sensitivity cardiac troponin concentrations on day three that were above the 99th percentile. Already that's high. So 5.1% is already high, showing much higher levels of troponin than you would expect. mRNA 1273 vaccine-associated myocardial injury was adjudicated in 22 participants, 2.8%. Dear me, if someone said to me, look, you could have had this vaccine, as I did. But by the way, there's a 2.8% chance you'll have a vaccine-associated myocardial injury. I would have run a mile. I am furious at not being fully informed about this, and you should be too. We've been treated like mushrooms on this, and it's completely unacceptable. It's just, anyway, we'll leave that point there. So one in 35 recipients who received the booster vaccine had vaccine-associated myocardial.
Okay, you're going to want to listen to the rest of that. We're going to cut out here because I think you need to see the video because he's showing the charts and you'll be able to see how angry he is. Now, Dr. John Campbell is a very chill guy. You want to see him angry? This is the first time. The video's in the show notes. Go check it out. The report as well.